friends. My mother, bless my mother's heart, my mother is going to be 81 later this spring. She and my father both were children of the Depression. So when I grew up, my mother was always economizing on food. And you'll see what I mean, especially in the way of meat. This is a poem called Sweetbreads, and it's got a little epigraph, a little quote under the title, that comes, it's a very literary quote. It actually, though, comes from The Joy of Cooking. What foods these morsels be? Which, of course, is a ripoff from Shakespeare's What Fools These Mortals Be in the Midsummer Night's Dream. Joy of Cooking is a very literary cookbook. Anyway, sweetbreads. Thymus of the neck and of the stomach, pancreas. It sounds like a pair of demigods in Greek, don't you think? Through lean times, my mother specialized in organ foods. The rubbery beef heart simmered several hours under pressure, no less rubbery, but having stewed by then a good dark pint of flavorful blood broth. Pork brains breaded and fried, but in any cooked guise, always and only gray. The various livers, calves on good days, steers on bad, kidneys, tongue, and even these soaked, blanched, and quick-fried odd delicacies once or twice. The butcher was sweet on her, you see. Therefore, in my mother's honor, I sauté not just the tender liver of this small but fine bull elk, quarter-inch slices slathered in onions, but the sweetbreads too, pancreas, which means all meat anyway, and thymus, which means nothing but what it says. And in addition, in honor of my father, who hated every visceral tidbit she served him, but loved my mother beyond all sweet reason, I toss in the unlucky bull's fresh balls, dredged in flour, and brown them up both golden, crisp and hot on the outside, warm and pink cut in two. They bobble on the platter among the slabs of liver and wrinkled sweets like four domes fallen in a ruins of flesh and fire. Sweetbreads my elders understood. All those dead dears who wouldn't waste a thing, who at the scent of cooking meat closed in and breathed it, who murmured as they chewed, who kissed the salts from each other's lips, then went to bed those nights thankful and sated and blessed with a hunger that would lead in time to me.